She can barely remember posting this. She's never been able to go back and reread her own posts before, and it probably wouldn't occur to her anyway. But now she reads on, following the thread to the end, and sees that the next thread begins with what she now remembers had been Mama Anarchia's first post. "Really, it is entirely about story, though not in any sense that any of you seem familiar with. Do you know nothing of narratology? Where is Derridean play and excessiveness? Foucauldian limit attitude? Lyotardian language games? Lacanian imaginaries? Where is the commitment to praxis, positioning, Jamesonian nostalgia and despair, as well as Habermasian fears of irrationalism, as panic discourses signaling the defeat of enlightenment, hegemony over cultural theory? But no, discourses on this site are hopelessly retrograde. Mama Anarchia." Well, Case thinks, Mama has gotten right down to it, and she had, Case notes, used the word hegemony, without which Parkaboy would not admit any Mama post as fully genuine. For a full positive identification, though, he insists that they also contain the word hermeneutics. But Case Pollard's Central Standard is saying it's time to try to sleep, so she ejects the CD-ROM, shuts down and puts the iBook away, and closes her eyes. And dreams of large men, strangers, but somehow Donnie-like, in her New York apartment. She is there too, but they can't seem to see her or hear her, and she wants them to get out. In Sheremetyevo II, once past the uniform, very 70s beige of customs and immigration, there seems to be advertising on virtually every surface. There are at least 4 advertisements on the luggage cart she's using, 1 Hertz and 3 others in Russian. As in Japan, she's realized she's partially buffered by her inability to read the language, for which she's grateful, as the density of commercial language here, in this airport at least, rivals Tokyo. One sign she can read is above an ATM and says Bankomat, which she decides is what ATMs would have been called in America if they had been invented in the 50s. She uses her own card rather than Blue Ant's to obtain an initial supply of rubles and pushes her cart out finally into her first breath of Russian air, heavily laden with yet another nationally specific flavor of petrocarbons. There's a disorderly-looking scrum of taxis, and she knows that her job now is to find what Magda had called an official one. Which she shortly does, leaving Sheremetyevo II in a landlord green diesel Mercedes of a certain age, its dashboard sanctified by some sort of small orthodox shrine atop an intricate white doily.